Good morning, church. Well, today is a Sunday that the world calls Easter. But to those who are born again and believing in the gospel, it is a day that Christ rose from the dead. So, it is a good day. Because, like Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, if Christ be not risen, then your faith is in vain. Everything hinges upon that. So let's stand, let's open in prayer, and let's begin to praise the Lord. Father, we thank you once again that we have the opportunity to be here in church. That, Father, we have the breath of life in us again today. And that we've made a conscious decision to be here. And Father, we just ask that once again that you would just bless this time. That your Holy Spirit would simply come here and meet us as we lift up our voices and we worship you and give you praise, glory, and adoration. That today, Father God, you will come down and meet us. We thank you for this now in Jesus' name. Amen.
I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted.
Amen.
You'll find the words to that in Psalm 18.
I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing, I will sing, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness, thy faithfulness. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing, I will sing, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness, thy faithfulness. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. My God, in Him will I trust. My God, in Him will I trust.
Thank you, Jesus.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare Him room. And heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven nature sing. Joy to the world, the Savior reigns. Let men their songs employ, while fields and floods, rocks, hills and plains, repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy, repeat, repeat the sounding joy. No more let sins and sorrows grow, nor thorns infest the ground. He comes to make His blessings flow, for as the curse is found, for as the curse is found, for as the curse is found. He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations fruit. The glories of His righteousness, and wonders of His love, and wonders of His love, and wonders of His love.
Amen.
And that curse that's spoken of there is death. For as the curse is found, He's taken care of it. That, yes, someday we will all die. Our bodies will just slowly die here. It's not something we need to be afraid of, is it?
No.
Joy to the world. The Lord is come. And our next song is, He Lives. Amen. We do serve a risen Savior.
I serve a risen Savior, He's in the world today. I know that He is living, whatever men may say. I see His hand of mercy a sea, I hear his voice of cheer. And just the time I need him, he's always near. He lives, he lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, he lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives within my heart. In all the world around me, I see his loving care. And though my heart grows weary, I never will despair. I know that he is leading through all the stormy blast. The day of his appearing will come at last. He lives, he lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives within my heart. Rejoice, rejoice, O Christian, lift up your voice and sing eternal hallelujahs to Jesus Christ the King. The hope of all who seek him, the help of all who find, none other is so loving, so good and kind. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives within my heart.
Thank you, Jesus.
Go and share that with each other this morning as you say hello. So loving, so good and kind. He lives.
lives, he lives. Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, he lives. Salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives within my heart.
Thank you, Jesus.
The next song we're going to do is God of Our Fathers. We sung this once before, but I think it's especially pertinent, at least to have it today, that this nation was not founded by atheists. It was not founded by deists, people who believe in a general God. This nation was founded by people who believed in Jesus Christ. And this song was written in 1876 to commemorate the 100-year anniversary of our country. God of Our Fathers. Said that it is the winners who write the history, right? The winners always write the history. The losers don't have any say in it. And right now, in this country, there is a battle, and they're trying to rewrite our history. But this song stands as part of the foundation. You cannot ignore it. 100 years after this nation was founded, godly men sat down and said, you know, we need to have a song that commemorates the founding of this country, but it also should honor God at the same time.
Amen.
Amen. In the garden.
I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses, the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. He speaks and the sound of his voice is so sweet, the birds hush their singing, and the melody that he gave to me within my heart is ringing. And he walks with me and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. I'd stay in the garden with him, though the night around me is falling. But he bids me go through the voice of woe, his voice to me is calling. Walks with me and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known.
Amen.
That's what this song emphasizes, that Christianity is not a religion, but a relationship. Strong. Jesus, keep me from all wrong. I'll be satisfied as long as I walk. Let me walk close to Thee. Just a closer walk with Thee. Granted, Jesus is my plea. Daily walking close to Thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be. Through this world of toils and snares, if I falter, Lord, who cares? Who with me my burden shares? None but Thee, dear Lord, none but Thee. Just a closer walk with Thee. Granted, Jesus is my plea. Daily walking close to Thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be. When my feeble life is o'er, time for me will be no more. Guide me gently, safely o'er, to Thy kingdom shore, to Thy shore. Just a closer walk with Thee. Granted, Jesus is my plea. Daily walking close to Thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be. Just a closer walk with Thee. Granted, Jesus is my plea. Daily walking close to Thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be.
Thank you, Jesus.
This next song is, it's brand new. At least it was to me when we got it introduced. Pastor John is very familiar with it, so if I falter, he will pick it up. In fact, he's the one that introduced it to me 1 year ago. He's been saying, are you able to sing the song yet? But this song is about Jesus, and he says, are you able? And we're going to go through it.
Thank you.
Are you able, said the Master, to be crucified with me? Yea, the sturdy dreamers answered, to the death we follow thee. Lord, we are able, our spirits are thine. Remold them, make us like the divine. Thy guiding radiance above us shall be a beacon to God, to faith and loyalty. Are you able to relinquish purple dreams of power and fame, to go down into the garden, or to die a death of shame? Lord, we are able, our spirits are thine. Remold them, make us like the divine. Thy guiding radiance above us shall be a beacon to God, to faith and loyalty. Are you able, when the anguish racks your mind and heart with pain, to forgive the souls who wrong you, who would make your striving vain? Lord, we are able, our spirits are thine. Remold them, make us like the divine. Thy guiding radiance above us shall be a beacon to God, to faith and loyalty. Are you able to remember when a thief lifts up his eyes, that his heart and soul is worthy of a place in paradise? Lord, we are able, our spirits are thine. Remold and make us like the divine. Thy guiding radiance above us shall be a beacon to God, to faith and loyalty. Are you able, when the shadows close around you with the sword, to believe that spirit triumphs, to command your soul to God? Lord, we are able, our spirits are thine. Remold them, make us like the divine. Thy guiding radiance above us shall be a beacon to God, to faith and loyalty. Are you able, still the Master whispers down eternity, and heroic spirits answer, now as then in Galilee. Lord, we are able, our spirits are thine. Remold them, make us like the divine. Thy guiding radiance above us shall be a beacon to God, to faith and loyalty.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
This was written in 1926. And they asked this man, they said, could you just write us a song? We're going to have a consecration service. I don't know the particulars of it. They said, we're going to have a consecration service. We would just like for you to write a song. And this is what the Holy Spirit inspired him. Are you able, said the Master. Lord, we are able.
Like a river in my soul. I've got joy like a fountain. I've got joy like a fountain. I've got joy like a fountain in my soul. I've got joy like a fountain. I've got joy like a fountain. I've got joy like a fountain in my soul. I've got love like an ocean. I've got love like an ocean. I've got love like an ocean in my soul. I've got love like an ocean. I've got love like an ocean. I've got love like an ocean in my soul. I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river in my soul. I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river in my soul. I've got joy like a fountain. I've got joy like a fountain. I've got joy like a fountain in my soul. I've got joy like a fountain. I've got joy like a fountain. I've got joy like a fountain in my soul. I've got love like an ocean. I've got love like an ocean. I've got love like an ocean in my soul. I've got love like an ocean. I've got love like an ocean. I've got love like an ocean in my soul.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness, what a peace is mine, leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how sweet to walk in this pilgrim way, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how bright the path grows from day to day, leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms. What have I to dread? What have I to fear? Leaning on the everlasting arms, I have blessed peace with my Lord so near. Leaning on the everlasting arms, leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms.
Amen.
And that is what separates Jesus Christ from everybody else. We lean back on arms that are alive, ready, willing to take us. Not a statue, not a dead person who's in the ground, but we lean back on living arms, leaning on the everlasting arms. Amen.
What a wonderful Savior we have. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He loved so much the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believes in me, although he were dead, yet shall he live. And he that liveth and believeth in me shall never die. That's who our God is. He is risen. He is risen from the dead. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Praise his holy name. Paul said to the Philippians, that you may know him, and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his suffering, that we may be conformable unto his death. So we want his resurrection power, but also we want to share. We want to take also the suffering. We want to endure the suffering. Hallelujah. I just wanted to share this with you. And let us look today unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross. Despising the shame, he was set on the right hand of the throne of God. And Lord, we thank you and praise you today for a glorious day, for a day of victory. O Lord, by your death and resurrection, we have eternal life, and we will not perish. And we thank you and praise you, Father, for the privilege, the privilege of being saved, of calling us, or for selecting us. And we want to thank you today for a mighty victory in our lives. Oh, what a privilege to be children of God, to be heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ our Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we want to say today we've been crucified with Christ, nevertheless we live. Yet not we that live, but Jesus that lives in us. And the life that we now we live in the flesh, we live by faith in the Son of God who loved us and gave himself for us. Oh, hallelujah. What a glorious Savior. Oh, hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. We will pray today, let this mind be in us who also was in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. But he made himself of no reputation, taking upon himself the form of a servant. He became in the likeness of men. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. And being in a form as God, oh, hallelujah, he humbled himself. He humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. And God high exalted him, and he gave him a name that is above every name, that in the name of Jesus every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. And we want to thank you today that we are going to celebrate, Jesus celebrate. Oh, we're going to rejoice in the Lord today. Hallelujah. And we are going to celebrate his resurrection. Oh, we bless you and thank you, Heavenly Father, for a mighty victory in this body of believers. Thank you, Father, and we are going to look unto Jesus, the author and finish of our faith today, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for moving in the midst of us, for doing great and mighty things. Oh, Lord, for supplying anything that's lacking in any one of us, we pray today. Oh, let it be victory, let it be glory, let it be, oh, Lord, excitement in this body of believers, for we have a reason to be excited. We have a reason to celebrate. Hallelujah. His name is Jesus. His name is Lord. Hallelujah. We pray, Lord, for the anointing upon the pastors. He would deliver the message to us. Give him joy and peace in his heart. Give him freedom to preach. And let the word come out, O Lord, and pierce us like a two-edged sword. And we want to thank you and praise you today in the name of Jesus. O Lord, so we acknowledge also today that you are Jehovah Jireh. You are provider. You the God that shall supply all our needs according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God shall supply all our needs. We thank you and praise you. No good thing will you withhold from them that walk uprightly. Oh, he is the reward of them that diligently seek him. He is the one, he is the only one, the Holy One of Israel. And we thank you today out of what you have given us. We want to give to the work of the Lord. We want to give with gladness, for God loveth a cheerful giver. And we thank you and praise you today for a glorious day and a day of victory. Oh, we bless you. We thank you, Heavenly Father. Oh, thank you, Lord, for using us from here on. Use us, send us, not our will, but thy will be done, we pray, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we want to give you all the praise. We want to give you all the glory and all the honor. And this prayer we pray in Jesus' precious and a mighty name. Oh, and God's people said, amen and amen.
Jesus, 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 there is something about your name. Must you
I got blessed on Friday. I was a little despondent the week before, thinking, you know, that I don't see God moving anywhere. And, you know, I think I mentioned that to you. Yeah, it seemed like not too many people were wanting to receive Christ. And anyway, on Friday, I have a shop, and across the street, my buddy's got his shop, and he's been going through it. He has basically had no work for a long time. And so I went in and I sat down just to talk to him a little bit. And he had just got off the phone, and he said, I said, "What are you up to?" He says, "Well, I'm going to go install a dishwasher in Arbuckle." And we both just laughed, you know, because Arbuckle's out in the middle of nowhere, really. I don't know if anyone knows where Arbuckle is. But It was just amusing to us, being contractors, you know. We're used to having a little bit more than dishwasher installs in Arbuckle. And anyway, he said, "Praise the Lord, you know, I got that dishwasher install." And I said, "Right on, you know, same with me. Praise the Lord, I got a few window patches to do." And anyway, he went on talking about how he needed his relationship with Jesus to be stronger. And he talked about knowing God, or knowing God, about God, and walking with God. And so anyway, he blessed me by saying, you know, he's learning more to walk with God than just knowing about God. And so I end up being in his office for a good hour. And so my two sons came looking for me, and they called me, and, "Where are you?" You know, because my truck's there, and they don't see me. I said, "Oh, I'm over here at Victor's." And so next thing you know, they showed up in his office. Well, about the time old Victor was getting real fired up, and he was pretty much preaching a message at that time. So my boys sat down, and they didn't know what they were in for. with about 3 or 4 minutes, they skedaddled. You know what I mean? And so we just finished our meeting and had a word of prayer. And then probably 2 hours later, this guy shows up from one of our building supply. Earlier in the day, I think they called me and said, "Do you need anything?" You know, and I said, "I need a color sample," which, you know, I'd have to drive to Sacramento, and I really need it bad. And but I didn't want to drive to Sacramento, so I thought, "Well, I need a color sample." I said, "You don't have anybody down here, do you?" He said, "No." I said, "Well, let me think about it." Okay, so I said, "Well, give me 4 pallets of cement and give me a couple blocks of foam. And other than that, really, I don't need anything. And I don't even need that bad." But so they pulled it together and brought it up there. And then the truck driver gets out of the truck, and the three of us were there, my two sons and myself, and the truck driver gets out of the truck and he said, "Praise the Lord!" You know? And he was happy that I had ordered that stuff. He said, "God knows what's going on with me, and God knows I needed to work today. They told me when I got there they were probably going to send me home." And you know, he just said he wanted to talk about his dad. You know who his dad is? Father God. And so on and on and on and on he was carrying on. And so, you know, next thing I know, my two boys are in their trucks and hitting the road, man. You know what I mean? They just got blasted with it that day. And so, and I was blessed. I was blessed by both of those guys that, you know, showed me God's working. God is working, you know. Sometimes you think, well, you don't see him doing much, but then he'll show you, you know, what's going on. I want to let you know, too, there will be no Easter egg hunt today. So, sorry. You could maybe be like Ruth, you know, and glean a few out of the fields. You know, do you remember Ruth in the Bible? She went and gleaned the fields after the reapers. I was thinking about that, you know. The gleaners are hoping the reapers don't do that good a job, right? Because they can glean a little more. And then the birds are hoping the gleaners don't do that good a job, right? Okay. Any more testimonies this morning? Okay, Karen.
Good morning. I was thinking when we were singing that song, "I've Got Joy Like a Fountain," I was thinking back to the prophecy that Carol gave a few weeks ago about how we have to protect our joy. And I had the tendency to stay up real late and try to pack too much stuff into one day and not get enough sleep. And about a year ago, the Lord taught me a very, very important lesson about all of that. And really, He allowed me to go to almost the end of my rope, to the point of the brink of a breakdown regarding all around not getting enough sleep, and I was basically working around the clock and only getting about 4 hours of sleep for probably about 3 or 4 months' time, and wound up having to take a lot of time off of work because I couldn't function anymore. All of the things that happened with sleep deprivation happened with me, I just wasn't taking care of myself, and it's been a real long haul of recovery, and with the Lord carrying me, and if I'm not careful, it's really easy for me to stay up too late. So anyways, so my point is, in hindsight, the Lord has orchestrated many, many aspects of my life, especially since my move to Sacramento. And so he's actually moved me on to a new job, and it's really hard getting adjusted to the hours and actually having to be there at 8 o'clock in the morning and with a 30-minute commute, that kind of stuff. And so I'm real tired. So I hadn't been getting very much sleep, but, you know, after Carol talked about protecting your joy, that actually had been one of those weeks where I hadn't been getting much sleep, and I couldn't sleep. And so I had only been getting like 4 or 5 hours of sleep. But the really neat thing was is that the Lord just filled me with so much joy all that week that it was like, wow, I'm so happy. You know, I mean, I really truly experienced the joy of the Lord to a degree that I hadn't experienced since I first got saved. And it was just totally incredible. And I was like, wow. You know, I mean, what do I have to do? How can I replicate this every single day? One of the things that I have found is that that my commute time, I really like my commute time because I get to spend that time praising God and praying. And before, when I had a 2-minute commute time to work, I didn't have time to do that kind of thing. So anyways, that's what the song reminded me of, and I'm just really grateful to the Lord for that really big, huge lesson, and showing me how important it is to take care of myself and how important it is to spend my mornings with him in preparation for the day, in order so that I can walk with him throughout the day.
Okay, any more testimonies here? Charles?
Good morning again. Well, the month of April is a very special month. More special for some people than others. In fact, we have a rash of birthdays this month. And these flowers up here are part of that. Now, as I'm sitting here looking, I am reminded of the story of Samuel. And he had previously anointed Saul king. And when the time came to announce or bring forth Saul, he was nowhere to be found. Nowhere to be found. And in much the same way, we do have a birthday person who is missing right now. Somewhere, hiding, listening to the sound of my voice. Nevertheless, we will proceed. Because we don't have a lack of birthday people, we have an abundance. Now, last week was Sister Joanne's birthday. So, Sister Joanne, if you would like to come up now. Yes. Oh, who mentioned Ina? So, your birthday, I believe, is the 3rd. And, of course, as you're passing Michael Gonzalez, you want to tap him on the shoulder. His is the next day. It was the 4th. I bet you didn't remember that I still have records of this. So, good morning to you. And, of course, it is Sister Zina's birthday. And the rare thing is that it's also my birthday yesterday. So I get to be introducing her as well as myself. Now, if you think about that, what are the odds of two family members being born on the exact same day? What are the odds of that? Not very good. I wouldn't bet on it. Now, I asked Thomas to be able to handle this today also because I thought, you know, I'd do something fun. And on the 20th this month, it's going to be Thomas's birthday. So I thought we would get you and taken care of. And we would just take care of all of April today. So come on up. Sometimes we do them on one by one by one, but
I like that idea. Killing two flies with one swat, right?
Or in this case, killing five flies with one swat. So, Maestro? I think what we'll do is we'll sing Thomas, Charles, Joanne, Michael all at once. Okay, here we go.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Thomas. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Praise the Lord, you may be seated. This is also going to be graduation day today. And we have a graduation here. So after people go through deliverance, we have a class. Actually, it's a correspondence course. Sometimes they meet in person. And today we have the honor of having Shireen Gail Stresner, would you come on up?
Gail.
Hmm?
Gail.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Okay. And this is a very nice one. It's just the lowest made. And you can actually frame it, put it on the wall, and remember. So share with us just a little bit here. What did the course do for you after deliverance? What would you say to people that they helped you?
Well, first I had to go through it 3 times. Start it 3 times. And the last time was the most meaningful because I finished it for one. But I was ready for it then. I guess even though I went 3/4 through away the first time, it wasn't the same for me. And I had Ina. She's the one who helped me, and she is so busy, but she managed to find time. Pastor made it so that she could have the time. It just all worked, and it was very meaningful. It wasn't just a time of learning the Bible study, or, you know, it wasn't all that much that I didn't know, but I got deeper into it. But I had good fellowship and a lot of prayer with Ina, and it was just very rewarding. First, I was a little just upset because I had to start from the beginning again. But God said, you know what, you're going to enjoy it, you're going to like it, and you're going to learn a lot. So, you know what, it did happen. Every time I was excited to come, and I didn't think that was possible. But it was. Every time we met, we had a great time. I learned a lot. It just was very meaningful and deep. And I so hope everybody does this because and really reaches into their heart and what they hear out of there. And then the Holy Spirit had to work it through me the whole time. So I'm sure he'll do the same for you. And I'm glad I did it.
Praise God. Congratulations. Thanks. And here's just a certificate. Next time you visit your home, I want the seat in the frame.
Okay.
We're going to have our prayer time. And we got this note here from Debbie. Actually, it's from Carol. You remember that we prayed for Debbie last week. She is battling cancer, and she's been getting some special treatments. And this is what Carol wrote here. Debbie is making outstanding progress in learning God's Word. Since she's a brand new Christian, she was surprised to find out that doubt is a sin and an enemy to Christians. She's diligently reading the Scriptures, so that she will have faith to receive her healing. So let's pray and thank God again that the cancer is going to die. So let's come on up here and have a prayer time right now. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you right now that we can gather here today on Resurrection Sunday 2009. And Father, we pray particularly for Debbie today, as she is battling for her life. Father God, you have already decreed that she's going to have life, Lord. And by accepting Christ, she was born again and given eternal life. And I want to thank you right now, Father God, as we prayed last week, that the cancer has to go. It has to die and be ejected out of this body. And we thank you, Father God, and we praise you right now for a mighty move of your Holy Spirit there, that we will have a great report when she comes back here, Lord, and to be able to say, Jesus touched me, and I am totally healed. And I thank and I praise you for that. Father God, we pray today for our nation. We pray for ourselves, Lord, that, Father, as time is marching on, things are happening all around us. The Father God, your hand will be upon us. And help us, Lord, to sing that song. We are able. We will rise to the occasion. And we thank you now, Father God, today for a great move of your Holy Spirit. And this we ask in Jesus' name. And those who are great said, amen and amen. You may be seated. At this time, let's have the outlines handed out.